A new report claims the CIA plotted to kidnap WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, with some in the Trump administration allegedly considering options on how to assassinate him. According to the Yahoo News report, then CIA director Mike Pompeo was apparently motivated to get even with the group following its publication of sensitive agency hacking tools. Matt Bevan's been taking a look at the quite incredible backstory to this. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Yeah, look, before we get into this, I just want to comment on the source of the reporting. It seems strange. Yahoo News, not a particularly well-known outlet for its investigative reporting, but the key figure here is Michael Isikoff. He's a veteran investigative journalist with decades of experience, swathes of journalism awards and proven contacts inside the US intelligence agencies. He's been working at Yahoo as their chief investigative correspondent for the last 7 years. He made his name reporting on intelligence agency activity during the war on terror and was one of the earliest people to report on the existence of an FBI investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 US presidential election via WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Some of his reporting on that last thing has been criticised for being too credulous and relying too much on the word of unnamed intelligence officials. He's not alone on that. Many journalists have been criticised for the same thing. That being said, this is a report about something that happened inside of the CIA based on interviews with 30 CIA officials, not speculation from CIA officials. It takes place in the first few months of the Trump presidency, which was, of course, pure chaos. At the time, the president was claiming without evidence that former President Obama had wiretapped his private residence at Trump Tower, and the FBI was at the same time investigating the Trump campaign for links to Russia.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
In the midst of this, Julian Assange, who was accused of being a key part of that Russian interference plot, dropped a new bombshell on the CIA, publishing a suite of computer hacking tools the CIA had developed, allegedly to spy on people.
The CIA developed a giant arsenal, what appears to be the largest arsenal of Trojans and viruses in the world, that attacks most of the systems that journalists, people in government, politicians, CEOs, and average people use, didn't secure it, lost control of it, and then appears to have covered up that fact.
Assange said he was publishing the hacking tools so that private citizens and companies could act to protect themselves from the CIA.
Protection against nation-state cyber attacks requires the active assistance of technology companies and companies like WikiLeaks, which can provide information about these attacks.
Trump administration official Kellyanne Conway used Assange's release as evidence to support the president's claim that Obama had been spying on him.
Do you know whether Trump Tower was wiretapped?
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
there was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
At the CIA, they were furious. Newly installed CIA director and future Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, according to Yahoo News, was embarrassed and angry, and in response to Assange's publication, said this.
It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. We know this because Assange and his ilk make common cause with dictators today. Yes, they try unsuccessfully to cloak themselves and their actions in the language of liberty and privacy, but in reality, they champion nothing but their own celebrity. Their currency is clickbait, their moral compass non-existent, their mission, personal self-aggrandizement through destruction of Western values.
Yahoo News says this declaration as a hostile intelligence service was aimed at allowing the CIA to act unilaterally to capture Assange, who was at the time holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. But in subsequent months, this plan, which was discussed, became more urgent. Here's Michael Isikoff, the lead journalist on this story, speaking to WBIA Radio in New York on the weekend.
The U.S. intelligence community gets information that it views as credible that there's a plan to for Assange to escape from the Ecuadorian embassy, and that Russian operatives were on the ground preparing to spirit him away to an airport, put him on an airplane, and fly him to Moscow. That triggers, at the highest levels of the Trump administration, all sorts of plans to thwart this Russian-assisted escape operation that the CIA believes it's going to take. There was operatives were placed all around the embassy in undercover capacities. We quote one senior official saying that everybody within a 3-block radius was working for one intelligence service or another. There were plans that if Assange ever made it to the airport, and there was fear that he was going to be spirited away in a laundry cart and the Russian operatives would take him, there were plans for a gun battle on the streets of London to make sure that didn't happen. If he ever made it to the airport, they were going to shoot the tires on the airplane or use helicopters to force it down. This was, you know, straight out of Jason Bourne.
Michael Isikoff says there was also loose discussion inside the White House and the CIA about whether it was possible to assassinate Assange, but that was not pursued and has been denied by former President Trump. This raises a lot of questions, Fran. For one thing, was Australia notified of this Jason Bourne plan, given that the target is an Australian citizen? And if so, what was the response from the Turnbull government? Additionally, what legal justification did the CIA have for discussing this, considering there were no charges against Assange at the time? Michael Isikoff says the panic over Assange in early 2017 was what eventually led to charges being laid. Julian Assange is currently detained in Belmarsh Prison as the US appeals a decision by a British court to deny his extradition on charges of hacking and publishing classified material. The next hearing is next month.
Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.